Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion of what's happening on area stages and screens with our cultural guru, our correspondent, Sean Stone, who joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe.
Very good to see you. So you've been out seeing movies. What have you enjoyed?
Wind River.
Okay, what is Wind River?
It's written and directed by the guy who did Hell or High Water.
Oh, that's right.
It's set on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. It's set in the dead of winter, and it's the story of a young woman who's found dead, and they have to call in the FBI because it's very complicated, you know, the way reservations are administered. You have to call in the FBI because they have jurisdiction right. for murders, and if they think it's a murder. So the FBI, of course, not a high priority, so they send, you know, Elizabeth Olsen, some kid from Las Vegas, to drive up to Wyoming to do the investigating. Jeremy Renner is a tracker who helps her with it. The rest of the cast includes Graham Greene as the local sheriff. And it's wrenching and complex and builds to an unbelievably tense climax. And it's really good.
It's all you can ask for in a film.
Yes.
That sounds terrific.
It is.
Wind River, also...
Logan Lucky, Steven Soderbergh's return to the screen. It's sort of like...
Did we miss him?
Yeah, because okay. This is sort of like Ocean's 11, but it's good. It's Channing Tatum and Adam Driver, a couple of brothers.
I know exactly what you mean when you say that. That's good. Okay.
This is like lean and mean. They don't take a lot of time. They take time with the character development, but you don't take time having to fulfill the contractual obligation of giving each star the amount of screen time they're supposed to
right.
get.
Let's. You don't have like the Elliot Gould cameo.
No.
Okay.
No. And it's really funny. They decide to rob a NASCAR track, and Daniel Craig is in it. He's the explosives guy, and Katie Holmes is in it. She's pretty good, and it's just very funny and very clever and very, very tightly put together. And it goes by like this, and it's smart and snappy. And
Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky.
All right. And the final film you saw this week?
The Midwife. It stars Catherine Deneuve as a woman who is dying, so she tries to reconnect with a father and daughter that she was involved with earlier in her life. And he's dead. And the daughter is resentful. She's grown up and she's a midwife and she's pretty resentful about it. And it's about them working it out. It's actually quite good.
Excellent. And the name of that film is The Midwife. Okay, then all kinds of stuff happening.
Lots of stuff. We've got
these last days of August.
Yes, we've got jazz at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady tonight. Two sets, 7:30 and 9 p.m. It's trumpeter Joe Magnarelli and sax man Stacy Dillard with the band Sketches of Influence. Also tonight, as the intro music suggested, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. They have a comedian opening, J.V. Smoove.
Oh, my God. Now, see, I would go... I did not know that.
Instead of like, doing the package tour yeah. with the other vintage band, they have a comedian. It's like a throwback.
And a really good comedian.
Yeah, and it's like a throwback. You don't see these shows anymore.
No.
This is what Sinatra used to do. You know, he's not going to have a singer before himself, so he'd have a comedian.
Yeah. Send out Joey Bishop.
Exactly.
All right.
And this is at SPAC, and it's tonight at 7:30 p.m. Now in production at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, it's the Park Playhouse Kids presenting Disney's The Lion King Jr. Something to take the kids to Thursday at 2, Friday and Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m.
So what does that mean, Lion King Jr.? Because the movie that or in the theatrical production of The Lion King that I saw involved a little lion cub. So how
this is kids. It's like kids theater.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
All right.
So we're not talking Julie Taymor here. It's not going to be quite as complex. Someday I'll tell you the time I saw like a big stage. I was in Chicago on a layover. Yeah. So I went to the big Chicago theater because I wanted to see it. And they were showing it was the Pocahontas. And they did a stage show before it. And they did the lamest thing I have ever seen, like a little medley of Lion King songs. And one guy came out holding a stuffed lion. And I thought, man, the kids paid $15 for this.
But I meant story-wise, does it have to do with...
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay.
It's the same story. It's just adjusted for...
Gotcha.
You know.
Okay.
Different.
I'm sorry for being so down. So
oh, that's fine. Friday night at 8 o'clock at Mass Mocha presents... It's not at Mass Mocha. It's the Harriman West Airport in North Adams. They are showing The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, the great Alan Arkin comedy about the Russian submarine that runs aground.
I love this movie.
They claim that it will be the biggest screen. Yeah, they've done this before, but they claim it's the biggest movie screen in Massachusetts.
You know, if Ray Graff would leave his house, I would love to go pick him up, go see this, and just
he would
laugh till we went silly.
Yep. Because it's a very silly movie.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's a great film. We often quote it, so that would be great.
Yes,
but it's happening tomorrow night,
and it's like a drive-in. They charge by the carload. You know?
Oh, that's all right. Well, then Ray and I get in cheap. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And then Friday and Saturday at PS21 in Chatham, their dance series continues with 8 o'clock performances by the Efrat Ashiri Dance Company. There's a new art exhibit opening Saturday. August 26th at the Albany International Airport Gallery. It's called Chasing the Tail. It's a group show, 7 artists. Artists engaged in, quote, pictorial expression of storytelling across personal mythology with collected narratives from historical folk and popular culture.
Oh, who wrote that, I wonder? Apparently they got a grant for that. Okay.
And that runs through next September, through next February, and the reception is September 15th.
Okay.
But it's open, so if you're going to the airport, you can check it out.
Check it out.
Saturday night, pretty much the best comedy show. Casey James is a dude. He's been on all the shows you think he'd be on. Courtney McGinnis opens, and there'll be a local comedian too. This is at Underground at Proctor's in Schenectady in the glamorous basement of the former Carl Company building. On Sunday, Trio Solisti perform the music of Dvorak, Jennifer Higdon, and Schubert at the Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock. That's 4 o'clock. Wednesday at noon, Made in the Shade of the Egg, which is a stage outside of the egg in the shade. The Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company will perform. Next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, the last of the Capitol Park After Dark film series, which is West Capitol Park. They're showing Annie. That's the John Huston-directed version.
Yes.
With Carol
oh,
Burnett.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The new movies include what looks like the deeply weird Brigsby Bear. Look it up.
I've seen the
trailer.
Weird.
It looks deeply weird. And then there's Ingrid Goes West with Aubrey Plaza as an Instagram stalker of Elizabeth Olsen. Good Time, which is a independent sort of crime drama starring Robert Pattinson, which is really provoking some angry conversation among the film community.
Well, I saw I heard a great piece on NPR last night about this movie, and I have to say, coming out of that piece, I was like, I have to see this.
Yeah, it looks intense. And he looks, you know, like,
wow,
like a wild man.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Good, all right.
And then Leap, which is an animated movie. Something for the kids.
All good stuff.
There you go.
Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent, and you can see his list on our website. It's wamc.org, wamc.org. Sean, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.